This news update is being brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Mackenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. Mackenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. On Sunday night, Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen, along with six deputies and MSP troopers, responded to reports of a suicidal individual in Grant Township. The man hailing from St. Clair Shores was armed with a handgun and appeared to seek confrontation with law enforcement in a suicide-by-cop scenario. Despite efforts involving advanced technology such as drones and thermal imaging, he attempted to take his own life. Elkton Ambulance Service promptly transported the subject to Shore Hospital with a life-threatening head wound, and he was airlifted the following morning for emergency surgery. As of Monday evening, the subject remains alive at the time of the press release. Assistance from MSP troopers and Elkton Ambulance were crucial. Remember, help is available by texting or calling 988. For the full written article, you can visit thumbnet.net. And Harbor Beach Schools made a heartfelt announcement on their Facebook page over the weekend, revealing the postponement of the senior parade. This decision stems from the recent and tragic loss of a parent within the senior class. In a display of empathy, the school administration opted to delay the parade, recognizing the need for sensitivity and support during this challenging period. Currently, the rescheduled date and time remain pending, underlining the necessity for adaptability from both the Harbor Beach seniors and their families. The student support team located in the school counselor's room will be available all week to assist students and staff needing help or a quiet space. Feel free to reach out to any team member, including the counselor, two school social workers, and the SHC therapist. And the Red Cross blood drive is happening this Tuesday from 12:30 p.m. till 6:30 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall here in Bad Axe. Your blood donation can save lives, making a critical difference in our community. Whether you're a regular donor or considering your first contribution, your participation matters. There are two types of donations you can make. The blood donation, which is the most common type of donation, and it's giving approximately a pint of whole blood. And it takes up about an hour. And then there's also the power red donation. Now that collects the red cells, but returns most of the plasma and platelets to the donor. These donors must meet specific eligibility requirements, have a type A negative, B negative, or O blood. Don't miss out on this opportunity to give back and save lives on Tuesday, May 14th. That's today. At the Knights of Columbus Hall on Van Dyke Road between DTE's Renewable Energy Center and McLaren's Thumb Region in Bad Axe from 12:30 p.m. until 6:30. You can contact the Red Cross or visit their website to schedule your appointment today. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Great weather and better deals are at Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, in stock and arriving daily. You'll find a nice selection of Escape, Bronco Sport, Bronco, Edge, Explorer, F-150, and Expeditions. Deals include up to $3,750 factory rebate plus 1.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Escape, up to $3,000 factory rebate plus 0.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Edge, up to $1,250 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Explorer, up to $9,250 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Expedition, up to $3,750 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing on a 2024 F-150. Take an incoming stock order and save an extra $500 factory rebate on most models. Current offers and June 3rd, 2024, trade-in assistance renewal and plan cash included in factory rebate offers, APR offers based on credit approval.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. Any swift adjustment to ongoing renovations, the Mead Township Hall meeting has been rescheduled and relocated. As construction continues to revamp the township's administrative hub, Tuesday's scheduled gathering of the Board of Trustees will now take place at the Kindy Fire Department Hall. Residents and stakeholders are urged to mark their calendars for this important community event set to commence at 7 p.m. on Tuesday evening. And nearly 50 homes were destroyed and dozens more were seriously damaged during severe weather last week in southwestern Michigan's Kalamazoo County. That's according to the county's emergency management director. The lost homes include 24 mobile homes near Portage. The National Weather Service confirmed 4 tornadoes in the region on May 7th, including one in the Kalamazoo area. Emergency Management Chief Mike Kaufman says 28 people are still staying in an area shelter. He says they will never be able to return because their homes are gone. And an Associated Press investigation found that police across the United States violated well-known guidelines for safely restraining people in hundreds of fatal encounters that didn't involve a firearm. Police breached those safety warnings not just once or twice, but in three or more ways in roughly 45% of the 1,000 deaths identified by AP over a decade's time. Most often, officers pinned people to face down in ways that could restrict their breathing or stunned them repeatedly with tasers. Some officers had little choice but to break guidelines recommended by law enforcement groups and safety experts known as best practices to save and protect someone. But many decisions were harder to explain, happening after officers had people handcuffed and controlled. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Ever dream of designing your own jewelry? With innovative new custom design system from McKenzie Jewelers, now you can. This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. Working with our jewelry professionals at McKenzie Jewelers, you get to turn jewelry you like into jewelry you love. Using cutting-edge 3D design software, you have creative control to customize every detail of the jewelry from the stone size, shape, and color to extensive design changes. Once you are satisfied with your masterpiece, McKenzie Jewelers will custom make the jewelry just for you. Then you receive a totally unique, one-of-a-kind piece that you helped create. Shopping for jewelry will never be the same again, and you can do more than just browse for jewelry. You can help create it at McKenzie Jewelers. Stop in for a free, no-obligation demonstration at McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. Visit our website at mckenziejewelers.com and like us on Facebook. McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe, honored to have served you, our community, and friends for over 35 years.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. U.S. airlines are trying to kill a new rule requiring them to disclose fees more quickly when consumers shop for flights. The airlines asked a federal appeals court to block the rule, which the Transportation Department issued last month. The rule requires better disclosure of fees on baggage and changing or canceling a reservation. The airlines say the new rule will confuse consumers by giving them too much information during the ticket buying process. The Transportation Department said Monday it will defend the rule to crack down on what it calls hidden junk fees. And federal energy regulators have approved a rule to expand the amount of renewable energy, such as wind and solar power, that is transmitted to the power grid. Transmission of clean energy is a key part of President Joe Biden's goal to eliminate carbon emissions economy-wide by 2050. Monday's rule approval by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is intended to boost the nation's aging power grid to meet surging demand fueled by huge data centers, electrification of vehicles and buildings, artificial intelligence, and other uses. The increased demand comes as coal-fired power plants continue to retire, and the grid is increasingly tested by extreme weather events driven. And OpenAI has introduced a new artificial intelligence model. It says it works faster than previous versions and can reason across text, audio, and video in real time. GPT-O, short for Omni, will power the company's popular ChatGPT chatbot and will be available to users, including those who use the free version, in the coming weeks. The company announced the development during a short live-streamed update on Monday during a demonstration with Chief Technology Officer Myra Murthy and other executives. The AI bot chatted in real time, adding emotion to its voice as requested. It helped with simple math equations and a more complex coding problem on a computer screen. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe and by Mackenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler, Mackenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. And we do have two obituaries to report this morning. Maurice Oscar Hag, age 79, of Gagetown, passed away Sunday, May 12th at McLaren Thumb Region Hospital in Bad Axe. Per Maurice's wishes, cremation has taken place. Arrangements are being handled by Yengel Mellendorf Funeral Home in Sebring. You can share a memory with Maurice Hag's family at jmfuneralhome.com. And on the night of May 10th, Trevor Leah Kane of Harbor Beach unexpectedly passed away at only 52 years of age. Visitation will be on Thursday, May 16th from 2 until 8 p.m. at Ramsey Funeral Home in Harbor Beach and Friday, May 17th at the Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11. Burial will follow at the OLLH Church Cemetery, and a luncheon will be provided at Helena Hall. Memorials can be made to the Family Discretionary Fund. Memories can be shared with the friends and family of Trevor Kane at RamseyFH.com. And you can view these and other Thumb Area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.